Last night, Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Barack Obama met for another debate at the University of Texas in Austin. After losing a slew of contests to Obama, Clinton was expected to go on the attack. But she kept it civil and even praised Obama, saying she was honored to be standing alongside him. Throughout the debate, the two agreed on a number of issues. Let's take a listen.
Senator Clinton and I think, both agree on many of these issues.
Well, I would agree with a lot that Senator Obama just said.
Senator Clinton and I share a lot of policy positions.
You know, Senator Obama and I have a lot in common.
Clinton's only real attempt to get tough came when she once responded to a question about the issue of Obama borrowing lines from Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick for a speech. Obama called the whole thing silly politics.
Now, the notion that I had plagiarized from somebody who's one of my national co-chairs, who gave me the line and suggested that I use it, I think is silly. This is where we start getting into silly season in politics, and I think people start getting discouraged about it. They don't want... And I'm happy to have a debate on the issues, but what we shouldn't be spending time doing is tearing each other down. We should be spending time lifting the country up.
All right.
Senator Clinton, is it the silly season?
Well, I think that if your candidacy is going to be about words, then they should be your own words. That's, I think, a very simple proposition. And, you know, lifting whole passages from someone else's speeches is not change you can believe in. It's change you can Xerox. And
Come
I just
on, that,
don't
that's
think.
Not what
no,
happened
but, you know, but Barack, it is. Because if you look at the YouTube of these videos, it does raise questions.
Talking about policy, Clinton did draw a contrast with Obama on some issues, including his health care reform proposal, which she said would leave 15 million people uninsured. Obama countered Clinton's plan, which requires everyone to carry insurance, saying it would force people to purchase coverage they simply can't afford.
The issue of immigration also played large in the debate, which was co-sponsored by Univision and CNN. And Clinton faced a tough question on the issue of whether new Americans should be a bilingual nation. Here is Univision.
En estos momentos hay más de 30 millones de personas en los Estados Unidos que hablan español. Muchos están aquí. Right now there are more than 30 million people in this country who speak Spanish. Many of them are right here. By the year 2050, there will be 120 million Hispanics in the United States. Now, is there any downside, Senator Clinton, to the United States becoming una nación bilingüe, becoming a bilingual nation? Is there a limit?
Well, I think it's important for as many Americans as possible to do what I've never been able to do, and that is learn another language and try to be bilingual, because that connects us to the rest of the world. I think it is important, though, that English remain our common unifying language, because that brings our country together in a way that we've seen generations of immigrants coming to our shores be able to be part of the American experience and pursue the American dream.
That was the candidates responding to a question by Univision anchor Jorge Ramos.
By the end of the debate, Senator Clinton was talking about what could happen at the end of the campaign. Some debate watchers took her remarks possibly as a concession of sorts.
No matter what happens in this contest, and I am honored to be here with Barack Obama. I am absolutely honored. And, you know, whatever happens, we're going to be fine. You know, we have strong support from our families and our friends. I just hope that we'll be able to say the same thing about the American people. And that's what this election should be about.
The two candidates have a major make or break moment coming up March 4th with the Texas and Ohio primaries.
Next. Coming up on the Bryant Park Project,
our patented weekly segment that puts all the week's news from Iraq in perspective. We call it The Week in Iraq. This is the BPP from NPR News.